Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith here, joined right now by Patrick Chambers, Penn State's basketball coach. Joining us right now by the phone. How you doing, Coach?
Doing great, Dustin. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. I wonder, late night, late travel, coming off a game like that, how do you get going in the morning like this?
Oh, man, I got four kids that get me going right away. I have no problem getting up. I look forward, you know, it's been a long season. So I really look forward to getting up and hanging out with them for a short time in the morning before I, shove off to work.
Yeah, it's tough, man. I've got one kid, and I feel like it's hard for me to make time. So I can only imagine with your job and with four. So let me ask about Purdue. You guys lose on the road 76-73. I'm curious what you say to your team after a game like this, especially given where you guys are right now. I can only assume that you guys are well beyond consolation prizes.
Yeah, there's no moral victories here. And they understand that. I thought we played a good 20 minutes in the first half. I thought we finished off the half pretty poorly because we've been finishing off halves really well. I thought we just had some inexperience out there because we were in foul trouble, and we just made some poor decisions to close out the half. We should close out the half with the ball last shot. We didn't do that. And then, you know, we throw a long pass. It wasn't the call. It was just to throw it to half court and get a heave. But, again, we got to clean up that stuff. The environment was massive. I mean, it was so loud. I mean, my voice still hurts. It was so loud in that arena last night. So I think sometimes they can't hear you. So you can't fault them for those mistakes. And we'll learn from them. We'll watch film this evening. We'll learn from that experience. But, again, good 20 minutes. I thought the first 10, we came out a little sluggish, a little flat, not sure why, and then really finished off strong. I thought the last 6 or 7 minutes we came back, tied it a few times, had chances to take the lead, just didn't convert on some free throw situations. And then for as poorly as we played defensively in the second half, you know, have two free throws to tie it to put it into overtime. Unfortunately, we missed the free throw. But as far as competing and not, you know, not putting our heads down, you know, it shows growth. It shows maturity. It shows leadership. You know, I got to give Shep Garner credit for that, for really stepping up. I thought our fives, Satchel Pierce, Julian Moore, and Johnny Harar, did an amazing job on Haas, really wearing him down. He looked fatigued. He looked tired. And I think that was the reason why he missed some free throws down the stretch. We threw four guys at him. Yeah. Unfortunately, to only play Mike Watkins in a game like that for 9 minutes, that's not the best formula for us.
And resiliency in the end here. You talk about finishing and those kind of growth, maturity. You know, you guys have won 6 out of 8. The games that you lost, Michigan State was kind of like the Purdue game too. On the surface, it looks like this flip was switched. How did all this start to come together?
You know, I would say Josh Reeves and the maturity of the sophomores. You know, when we played without Josh, it might have been a blessing because we had to learn how to play without him. We had to learn how to step up. Every guy had to step up a little bit more. Tony had to lead a little bit more. Lamar had to lead. We needed more production out of Shep and Mike Watkins. And I think it gave our bench quality minutes. Nazir and Jamari Wheeler and Julian Moore and Davis on the road at Ohio State. So I think those games really helped us in a crazy way. So I think that's why you're starting to see a team really a little bit more cohesive, better leadership, a little bit more connection out there. But we're not satisfied. We have a long way to go to be the best team that we can be.
So I feel like as coaches, and James Franklin went through this a little bit too, where you're lucky if you're exchanging one set of problems for another, where, you know, you might not be trying to install a certain culture and that kind of thing, winning culture. Now you're trying to maintain focus, I guess, through all the resume, the NCAA tournament, the bubble talk. How difficult is that to keep the attention on one game at a time?
It's really hard. I mean, I've talked to James a few times about it over the last few weeks. It's really hard because of social media today. The access to information is wild. And I even have to talk to my staff about it. Try so hard to stay present because in 2 weeks from today, it's all going to be different. If it's exactly the same as it is today, the bubble and all that stuff, I find that hard to believe. So if we can just focus on here and now and get better, get that 1% better, and continue to grow, I keep saying it, we still have room for growth to be the best team we can be by the end of the year. Yeah, we're 6 out of 8, but I still think we can be better. And that's going to be my focus today in film session, and that's going to be my drive. Because if we keep talking about, you know, get 2 wins and you're in, get 3 wins and you're in, and do this and you're in, well, guess what? It's more stress, it's more worry, it's more tightness, and we need a loose team. We need a loose, confident team that's totally disciplined, that understands what we have to do is win each possession as they come.
Yeah, that challenge just seems really hard. It's one thing to keep saying it and saying it. It's another thing for those guys to buy into it all the time. You got one more opportunity at home against Michigan. The last one against Ohio State really delivered the effort that I think a lot of fans wanted to see. And a lot of fans came out and packed the place and made it feel like a big-time environment. How much did that mean to you?
You know, it meant the world because it wasn't a team ream. It wasn't a CVC. It was just a game against the number 8 team in the country. And I think people are noticing that we have some talent and we're playing at a high level. And we are 19-10. And we are, you know, we're doing some good things. Come out and see Tony Carr. Come out and see Lamar Stevens and Mike Watkins. And this is senior night. This is Shep Garner and Julian Moore's last hurrah in this arena. So I hope the fans will come out and give us one more great home court advantage, just like they did with the pom-poms. And it was loud. It was crazy. I mean, the place last night was crazy, but I felt like, you know, we held our own last Thursday against Ohio State as far as the fan atmosphere.
You listen to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking to Patrick Chambers, all about Penn State basketball. And after that Ohio State game, I think it was BTN that talked to Tony Carr and asked where his swagger came from, and he just said Philly. What's Philly swagger mean to you?
Yeah, it's just a confidence. It's a toughness. It's a mental condition where you can accomplish anything, not fearing the moment. You're not afraid to fail. You're just going to go out and compete and play, and regardless of making or missing shots, you know, we only know how one way to go. And Tony has it, Lamar has it, Nas has it, Mike has it, Shep has it. I mean, it's good. I'd like to think I have it because that's where I'm from. You're not going to get us down. And maybe we're going to be down a little bit after a loss, and that's only natural. That's human nature, because when you invest so much into this program, into this team, into each other, you're going to hurt, and that's good hurt. I want that hurt, because you know they care, and you know they're invested. And, you know, as you progress here, we bounce back today, we come back in, you've got to have that same swagger to be into that 1% better.
Do you see that hurt? Did you see them feeling that hurt last night?
I saw a ton of pain last night. A ton of pain, a lot of tears, and that's encouraging to me because they felt like just the way I felt at Michigan State, they felt the same way. They were Michigan State, Purdue, 2 games that we've lost. I felt like we could win both those games. I don't know how many years I've said that in my time here.
Yeah, and you know what? You go out and you compete. It's not perfect for 40 minutes, but it's hard to be perfect for 40 minutes. I wanted to go back to the subject of atmosphere, and you know, I think as you guys were struggling a little bit, you know, we hear from people, we see comments in our line of work about Penn State's always going to be a football school, it's never going to be a basketball school. Have you pondered that? Do you care about that? Do you care about trying to change that line of thinking?
You know, and I don't know if I necessarily want to change it, but I want them to know that we're here, and I think we saw that. Look, the last 3 games, 4 games at home, 4 games, let's say, 13,000, no, almost 14,000, 11,000 on a blizzard and an ice storm, 8,500, and then close to 11,000 the last game. There is basketball here, and people know it's here. And now they see that we're pretty good, and now they see we play a pretty cool style with a ton of dunks and making threes at a very good clip, and they're starting to put some names and some stardom out there with some of our guys. So, you know, I'd like to, I don't think we're ever going to walk arm in arm with football, and that's okay. But I'd like to be maybe 2 steps behind instead of 10. And I think we'll get there. And I think we are getting it. I think the support from James Franklin and helps. I think his buy-in to this program and our relationship is really helping us. So I think we want to work together. And I think if we can work together with football, I think that really helps out the masses.
And how much do the masses truly help you out? Because that Ohio State performance was terrific, and I have to believe that a lot of energy was from that crowd.
Yeah, I think our guys looked around and said, this is what it's supposed to be. And this is why we came here. We came here for this. We came here to change what people perceive that is Penn State basketball. And once they came to the game the other night, I think when they left this building, they felt very differently about who we are as a program and where we're going, what the vision, when I took this job, what the vision was for this program. And we're slowly but surely attaining that.
I have to ask, we've got about 2 minutes or so here. I have to ask about this, the subject of the hot seat, because James Franklin has felt this narrative around him when you struggle, when you're going through the bumps and bruises along the way. I just wonder, you know, a couple things. How much of that is fact? Did you ever feel like that was the case? And how much of that does that bother you, maybe for your player's sake or for your family's sake more so than yourself?
Could you repeat the first part? I didn't hear the first part.
The first part was basically how much of that narrative that we started to hear, grumblings, comments, whatever, was fact and how much of it was fiction? Did you ever feel like that was the case, that your seat was getting warmer?
Oh, you're talking about the hot seat.
Yes. Yes, the hot seat, that part of it.
You know what? I've been on the hot seat for 7 years.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. You know, that's for everybody else to complain about, worry about, and tweet about, and blog about, and, you know, criticize. That's their job. That's going to get the most clicks. That's going to get the most likes. You know, it's unbelievable what you see sometimes. And I try to just avoid it. And I try to stay present, and I try to stay focused on the task at hand. And even if I do fall prey to it sometimes, I always go back to my why. Why do I do this job? Why did I get in this industry? And it always serves my purpose, because I got in it for these kids. So regardless of what they're saying out there, what could or could not happen, it's always about getting Tony Carr better and getting him prepared. It's always about Lamar and Mike and getting them ready for the real world, the next chapter, maturing, leadership, becoming a man, being a great father, being a great husband, being a great coworker. I mean, I think when you do that, then you get great basketball players. Then you earn your degree. You got such an amazing culture here right now. Our culture is unbelievable. These guys chain up. They enjoy being together. The laughter on the buses, plane, just in everything we do, there's so much positivity, even when we were, you know, lost to Rider 3-5. I saw a group that really believed, they really truly believed in what we were doing and one another, and that thing, this obviously has turned for us for the better.
There you go, Patrick Chambers, Penn State basketball coach. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, take care, buddy.
Take care. We're still not done talking Penn State basketball. Jeff Brown's joining us right after this. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.